This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 8th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In September, Chinese communists shut down a Christian school in Beijing's Tongzhou district, leaving 100 students schoolless. China Aid reports that the authorities have now ordered Golden Reed Kindergarten and Primary School Learning Center to vacate its property. Thanks to its Christian background, some students who were discriminated against in public schools, such as those with autism or special needs, had been able to get a solid education there. Now, all religious schools need to submit to the control of the Chinese Communist Party. Luke 6, verse 22 says, "Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." On Saturday, a knife attack on a high-speed train in Germany left 3 people severely wounded. A 27-year-old Syrian man was arrested in Suppersdorf, where the train stopped after the attack, reports the Associated Press. The train was traveling between the Bavarian cities of Regensburg and Nuremberg at the time of the attack. Abortion pill complications arising from incomplete abortions in Britain seem to mirror recently published data from a study in the U.S., reports Live Action News. Kevin Duffy, a former global director at MSI Reproductive Choices, an abortion chain, tweeted that 1 in 17 pregnant women who obtained an abortion pill in the UK were subsequently treated for complications and needed hospital treatment arising from an incomplete abortion. Some of these women needed surgical abortions to evacuate the dead baby. Others have been treated for hemorrhages. Duffy secured this information through a Freedom of Information request. On Saturday, President Joe Biden hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff, reports the Associated Press. In a vote of 228 to 206 late Friday, the House passed the measure, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. 13 Republicans, mostly moderates, supported the legislation, while the 6 most liberal Democrats opposed it. The Republican congressmen who voted for Biden's bloated bill include Don Bacon of Nebraska, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Andrew Garbarino of New York, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, John Katko of New York, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Nicole Malliotakis of New York, David McKinley of West Virginia, Tom Reed of New York, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Fred Upton of Michigan, Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, and Don Young of Alaska. 2 teenagers and at least 5 people in their 20s were among the 8 victims who were killed after a crowd surged Friday night during rapper Travis Scott's sold-out Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, reports NBC News. Of the 25 people who were taken to hospitals, 13 remained hospitalized Saturday. More than 300 people, though, were also treated throughout the event Friday at an on-site field hospital. Fire Chief Samuel Pena explained what happened.
We had an attendance of approximately 50,000 to the Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. At approximately 9 o'clock, 9:15, the crowd began to compress towards the front of the stage. That caused some panic, and it started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious.
Timothy Perez, one of the concert attendees, shared his firsthand account on Fox News.
We were just trying to fight for our way out. It was tragic. It was unexpected. It was scary. A frightening experience.
And Joseph Gonzalez, another concert goer, shared what he witnessed.
There was passed out bodies just being held up because it was so compact, and they were just right in front of us. And
what was in front of you?
Dead bodies in front of us.
The Daily Mail reports that one concert goer, named Basil Begg, took to Facebook Saturday announcing that his brother, Danish Begg, died at the Astroworld concert. He wrote, quote, "My brother was killed in this horrendous event that was managed poorly and supervised by such horrible people. People were trampled, walked, and stomped upon. My brother tried to save my sister-in-law from these horrendous acts that were being done to her. In the process, he lost his life," end quote. Begg also accused the rapper, Travis Scott, of provoking the chaos by, quote, calling people to the stage to jump into the crowd, end quote, and for, quote, not stopping the show, end quote. And finally, a Wisconsin teacher with stage 4 cancer received a heartwarming surprise from her young students, reports SunnySkies.com. Carol Mack is a first and second grade teacher at Christ Lutheran School in Big Bend, Wisconsin. For 45 years, she's taught generations of students and continued to teach this school year while battling cancer. But now the cancer has advanced, and instead of returning to her classroom, Carol needs hospice care. Before moving to hospice, one of her fellow teachers and friends wanted Carol to be able to reunite with her students once again. Dozens of students showed up outside of Aurora St. Luke's on November 3rd. Carol greeted her current and former students, including some of their parents, whom she also taught. They sang a number of worship songs to her, including this classic. First Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, November 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.